Okay, so in the meantime, thanks everyone for attending today. We are trying trying to have our monthly call in kind of predefined day every month, so you can prepare. And basically, we are going through to do the application review. And then we will have some updates later. Okay, so I don't think we can really start the application review before Lori joined, but just we can use this to welcome Tapani. So his first conf call with us, first meeting with us. Welcome, Tapani. I hope that you will enjoy the work of the executive committee. Okay, so Lori says she can hear us. Okay, we can. Okay, that's the start. Okay, Mariam, did the record start?
Okay. Cheryl, please start the recording and let me know when you're done. Thank you. Thank you very much. The recording has started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG executive call on 28th February 2015. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Robin Gross, Rudy Vansnick, Laurie Schulman, Tapani Tavernan. From staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you so much. Over to you, Rafik.
Thank you. Thanks. So since the record start, I want just to say again that for today, basically our agenda, and as usual, is try to do the application review. We're trying to do this on a monthly basis so we can handle what has come and to not hold applicants for a long time. And also, I will give some updates later, in particular from Singapore meeting. And again, I welcome Tapani, so that's for the record. So welcome Tapani to the executive committee. Okay, I hope that all of you, you have the pending spreadsheet open. And so we are going through the two first sheets, the one about individuals and then about new application for organization. So we are trying to go through the application case by case and trying to get your vote, your comment, if you want to ask a question or clarification so we can follow up with applicants in due time. Because we have also kind of pending or end review list, and it's, we need really to work on that as soon as possible and find a way to fix that. Okay, so Mariam will handle it. She will take notes and she will put the votes and so on. So, there is kind of echo. So, any comment or objection or? Or question? Okay. So let's start with the first applicant. His name is Zakir Sayed, I think, from Pakistan. He applied previously, and he was rejected. Because he's working for SAMNA, which is a telecom association. But, I mean, he contacted me and he insisted that he's joining in his personal capacity. So This is kind of a request for the executive committee to review his case. So I'm looking to hear your opinion here, and what do you think?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hello, Lori.
You know what? My mic is on. Are you hearing me twice?
Yeah, there's an echo.
Oh, God. This is technically a mess right now. Hold on.
Lori, you need to,
right,
to
can
turn
you hear me
on.
Now?
Yes.
Is the echo off? Okay. Apparently, I did have sound and didn't realize it. All right. It should be good now. I guess my feeling about it is I understand why we rejected him the first time, because you were trying to have a bright line between business and individuals. But I'm wondering if in this case it's fair to say he can act as an individual. If he's not representing an organization, if he's not advancing his organization's views, how do we reject him? Like, morally, if he's that passionate, how do we say you can act as an individual?
Yes, fair point. And also, he attended Singapore meeting as a fellow. So, I mean, if he was, I mean, for that company, probably they will send him, he won't need to go through a fellowship program. Anybody else want to comment or say something?
So, yeah, I say my vote would be to admit him at this point.
Yeah, I think if he's passionate enough to appeal, we should admit him. I agree.
Okay.
Clarify a bit the request, because what I see is he is requesting to become an individual member of NPOC. So I'm wondering in how far it is clear to him what organization, what structure he is joining. If you're clicking, okay, I want to be a member of everything that's in the list, it means you don't understand what you're requesting to be a member of. And that's something that I feel not so good.
Yeah, well, he can't join MPOC. MPOC doesn't take individuals.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but he's requesting.
Well, then
We cannot accept him as a member because he's requesting MPOC membership. So we have to reject him for MPOC anyway.
I disagree, actually, Rudy, because he is eligible as an individual for NCSG. He's not eligible for MPOC. But he has to join NCSG in order to either not be a member of any constituency, join MPOC, or join NCUC. This is why, I'm going to jump, but that's why it'd be important to get that new membership application up, because that explains it more clearly.
Yes, Lori, and it's, I send reminder several times to get comment from people, so... we need really to get that online soon. So it has a lot of explanation about...
set ourselves a deadline.
Well, I didn't comment on it because I drafted it. I mean, I'm okay with it. So if other people didn't have comments, do we assume they're okay with it?
Why don't we just say something like, end of the week, if there are no comments, additional comments, it goes up.
I think that's, and I'm sorry, Rafiq, to jump the agenda, but I think this is important.
I would be
in favor of that. If people don't give you, just remind us one more time that if you don't have comments back by a week from today, it's going up.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay, I like this. Okay, I will do that. I will send reminder again. I think also to give fair. Fair time for Tapani. I mean, she just joined us a few weeks ago, so he can also have his input. Okay. So, Tapani, what's the...
Yeah, Tapani, just about going back to Mr. Syed. I agree with Rudy. I was going to raise the same point, that to the extent that it does indicate something of a misunderstanding that he tries to apply to NPOC, but technically that's not... reason to reject him, because he can join NCHC without going to join any constituency if he wants to. It's just whether that indicates that he's not understood it well enough, I don't know, but I guess not really. I would favor.
Then our approach is not really fair. We are here approving for constituency, NCUC, and/or NPOC. That's the request here. We are not discussing about NCAD.
No, we are.
We can't approve NCUC.
These applications.
The only thing we can do is NCSG.
Yes. The only thing we can do is NCSG. That's all this committee has before it. So.
It's NCSG application. It's just here we get information, additional information that people want to join constituency. But that it's up to the constituency to approve or not. So here we just, he's qualified as NCAG to join NCAG or not. That's it. So. I think we got at least votes, but just, to confirm with Rudy. So, Rudy, do you approve Zeker as NCAG member or not?
As NCSG member, yes.
Okay. So I think we got 5 votes, so please, Mariam, so put him as approved. Okay. We can go to the next case. Mikhail Komarov, I think he's an academic. And he was approached by Wolfgang Landfischer, and he introduced him to NCAG. So, and he's doing some research or something, what I did previously. So, I don't see any problem in his application. He's an applicant, he's an academic interested about what ICANN is doing. Looking to hear your opinion, guys, here.
Oh, agreed, I think.
Yeah, I voted yes.
Yes, Lori, yes.
Yes. Thanks, Lori. Rudy?
Yes.
Thanks. So I think he had got 5 votes, so he's approved. So Marian, please put the vote. Okay, we can go to the next applicant. The next applicant is, in fact, he's a famous guy. He wrote a book about, internet governance. It has, I don't recall the title, but it has Moose and Jefferson in the same title. So he's an academic, yeah, in the search of Jefferson Moose. Yeah, so he's an academic in person, I think, involved in internet governance, lawyer, and so on. So I think, his case quite straightforward. But also looking for your opinion here, guys. I think his website has his CV and with all, working and so on, so.
Yeah, I've known David Post for more than a decade. I was so thrilled when he filled out an application to join NCSG because he's a really, really smart guy. We're going to be really lucky to have him on our team.
Yes, from me too.
Rudy?
Yes.
Lori votes yes too.
Thank you.
I tried to open this spreadsheet today, and I've always had access, and today it's telling me I don't have access.
Which email address you are using, Lori?
Oh, you know what? I'm coming from my work address, not Shulman Legal. I'm coming from lori.shulman@ascd.org.
Okay, we will find. We will go from this probably. Hopefully in future, but in meantime, if you are guys, you are using several email addresses, just give send to me so I can add and avoid any confusion.
Okay, yeah, I usually don't have this problem, and today I am. I guess it's not a good technical day for me. I'm sorry.
It's a Friday.
That problem. Google Docs all the time. I hate to think.
It's a Friday. It's been finished soon, guys. Don't worry.
Send me a personal copy of this and check spreadsheet.
Okay. Okay, so we approve with David Post. The next is Hanan Pujami. She works for Hivos, which is in Dutch foundation. She's working on Internet Governance Middle East project. So I know her in person. She's from Morocco, and she's involved in civil society for years when she was with Diplo Foundation. She attended our session in LA meeting. I think you met her, guys, in during that civil society session we had in LA too. So, for me, I will vote yes, but looking to hear from you. Robin?
I vote yes also.
Okay. Tapani?
One question. At least on my spreadsheet, her mailing address seems to be incomplete. All I'm seeing is 16 Ramweg. Is that the mailing? It could be just because of the applicant mailing address column.
Yeah, we have the mail address, she's living in La Haye.
Okay, well, if that's just an error in the spreadsheet, then fine. Approve.
So, yes. Lori?
Yes, I vote yes.
And I think Rudy put yes too. No? No. Rudy, what's your vote?
Yeah, I put yes.
Yes? Okay.
I've gone again.
Okay, the next one, G.G. Johnson. I think she is also academic, and I think she was approached by Ed Morris. So he kind of notified me that she's interested to join, but I don't know her in person. So I think she's from South California.
I see no reason not to admit he's an individual and meets the criteria.
Hmm? Sorry, Robin, what did you say?
Everybody meets the criteria.
No reason not to admit her. She's an individual meeting the criteria.
Okay.
So
you can check, website. Okay. So, any objection or something, question here? Okay. Robin, I see you vote yes. Rudy, yes.
Yes.
So, okay. Lori?
Sorry, I don't access the website.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll be honest with you. I trust what Robin says at this point because I don't remember all the apps. But if there isn't strong objections, I'm going to vote yes.
Okay.
And I vote yes, and but just noting that I don't get the Google Docs, so I trust you put my vote in there.
Trust me, it's not me who is putting the vote. It's someone else. So it's Marion doing that. Yeah, we have 5 yes, so it's approved. The next one, John Doe. Okay, John Doe who wants to join us in Main Street, Washington. So it's... it looks kind of bogus application, hot.com.
Why not individual? He's an individual. He's even recognized in Wikipedia.
Sorry, Rudy, what did you say?
Well, he is an individual. He's even recognized in Wikipedia. So why shouldn't we accept him as an individual?
He's the same person applying twice as Jojo and John Joe. same email address anyway.
Yeah, so it's an individual.
We can't have two individuals with the same email address.
It's an engine that registered this. Definitely an individual.
How to say, John Doe is, I think, in the United States, is kind of, maybe Lori can explain better than me. John Doe is kind of when someone, I mean,
John Doe is the generic name for anybody. It's either John Doe or Jane Doe. If you see John Doe
like
or
anonymous.
Jane Doe, it's anonymous, right? Or every man, everybody.
If somebody wants to respect his privacy.
True. But if you Google him, you'll find many references to John Doe.
Exactly. So
John Doe is all over the internet. Yes, John Doe is all over the internet.
Exactly.
And I mean, Lori, you know Washington. There is a main street. I mean, street literally called Main Street in Washington.
No, absolutely not. There's no Main Street in Washington. Main Street in Washington is Pennsylvania Avenue. Washington's Main Street is Pennsylvania Avenue. Yep, no Main Street.
Yeah, it looks like this person, the same email address, has applied twice, and they're both kind of bogus.
Yes.
What's the email address, Robin?
joe@hot.com.
Yeah, we don't know who the hell that is. Yeah, just... Mm-hmm.
And so then down that number, line 11, he also applied as living in any town, California, Albania. So obviously this is...
Why are we spending 1 second on this?
Okay, so I think this is not approved. It's clearly above this application. Okay. We got funny people trying doing some stuff in the application. The next is... sorry, Lori, what did you say?
I said at least we didn't get Mickey Mouse. Yeah. I see a lot of Mickey Mouse.
Not yet. Not yet. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the next one is...
may I intervene? One question. Do we have any general process of verifying email addresses given here?
No.
Do we in general send any email attention? Do we have any process for verifying these email addresses? Even sending a single message, please confirm this is correct.
Usually we don't, but I think for some cases when I suspect I try to reach, but no, we don't do a systematic verification of mailing of the email address.
Yeah, it might be nice to do that as an automatic part of the application process, actually, but that's for mail later.
Yes, I mean, you can add that process. When you finish application, we can send confirmation, and I mean, if we get error message, we can know that there is a problem, but I mean, the issue is just if people like they mistype or something, it's kind of, I mean, yeah. But yeah, sure.
You need an email address because you need to send them a request to vote. So the email address has to work. If it doesn't work, cannot be a member.
Yes, Rudy, I mean, Tapani was asking if we are checking any in the part of the process. But okay. So the next application is Andrew, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Donilan. So hopefully I'm not mispronouncing his name. So he's from Australia. I think he's also academic. I recall that Stefania, if I try to find it, told me that she contacted him to... she contacted him, outreached him, so, but I will try to find out.
But the website he has given doesn't work.
Um, I mean, probably, I mean, if he's using it for the mail address, maybe he don't have a website, but...
That's actually correct. You can see that the MX record exists.
I mean, we can ask him since he's dead. We can check with him about the correct just to check, but we can try to verify if it's it's his domain or not. So,
well, he asked whose record is correct. MX record works, just that there is no website in that, no A record. So it looks related to me.
Yeah. So, oh, I think I found his website. It's andrew.donnellan.id.au, and he is a software developer and student in Canberra, Australia. I shared the URL in Adobe Connect. Yeah. So I mean, yeah. I mean, I see his website. So I mean, it looks a personal website. He's interested in Linux and so on. It looks legit for me, but it's up to you guys.
This is Robin. I vote yes.
Okay. Tapani?
Tapani here also, yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
Okay. Lori?
Yes.
Thank you. The next is Judith Herrstein. I think you know her, Rudy. She's an ISOC member. Yes, and she approached me too in Singapore to ask about her application. To be honest, first time to meet her was in D.C., so she looks legit for me, but I don't know her really person, so I'm looking to hear more from you. Maybe you can give...
She's involved in a lot of IGF stuff in Washington, in the ISOC DC chapter. She is secretary of the chapter.
Okay.
This is Robin. Yeah, I vote yes. I met her in Singapore, and she came to a number of our meetings and events, so I think she's going to be a great addition to the team.
Okay, thanks. Tapan?
Oh, knowing nothing about her, but knowing nothing against her either, so yes, on that basis, seems to fulfill all the requirements. So yes.
She was active in several IGFs in the past. She is a very political...
Oh, yes, I remember her now. Right,
yep.
Yes,
yep.
Still yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know her, Tapani? That's okay. Good.
Yeah,
so,
I met him in IGFs, yeah.
Lori, can you hear us?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so I think he's approved. The next one, Michael R. Romo. from LA. Well, not, I mean, if I don't know if any person know him or he was approached, he approached anybody of you guys.
This is Robin. I don't know this person, but, you know, it seems to meet the criteria, so I see no reason not to approve.
Okay.
I agree with Robin. No reason against, so let's approve.
Okay. Rudy?
I've already put yes, so I've validated all the individual applicants for the moment.
Okay, thanks. Lori?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so, Mariam, please put approve for him. Little bit lost here. Okay, next. Next, okay, I think that's clear. Jojo again from Albania. We are not going to have someone from Albania anytime soon, I guess, but so I think yeah, it's a bogus application. The next one is Andrea Calderaro. He's an Italian. And an academic. I'm not sure if I met him. It's probably one. I mean, he attended some IGF, so I'm not sure if I met him in person. But the name—it's something. I mean, I heard the name before. And in his website, personal page, you can find that he's working on internet governance, cybersecurity, digital rights, and so on. So.
Robin, I vote yes.
Thanks, Roman. Tapani?
Also yes.
I think Rudy voted yes.
Yep.
Lori votes yes.
Thanks. Okay. the next is James Gannon. He's Irish, and also he's active in the cross-community working group in, on IAN stewardship transition. He was asking about his application, and he's, I think, a software developer and working in cybersecurity. So, yeah, I mean, he's a legit person. And even I think I can share with you guys. I think I find his one sec, please. His LinkedIn. So he's on LinkedIn. So it's which good. I mean, his work background and so on. But so. I don't think, I mean, for me, I don't see any problem with his application, but if you have, I mean, any question or something you want to clarify.
Robin, I vote yes.
Okay.
I vote
thanks,
yes,
Robin.
Lori. Lori votes yes.
Thanks.
Tapani also yes.
Thank you. Already mentioned yes.
Thanks. Okay, please put the votes, Marion. Okay, the next. Well, I mean, just strange because James needs your Nijosh Gito is already a member, so I don't know why he's applying again. Just double checking, I think, yeah.
He's already a member. When did he join? How long has he been a member?
I think at least for two or three
years. 2013.
Huh. That's weird.
How many times did he vote? Does that
sorry,
a value you can trigger? If somebody is not responding for voting, it doesn't make sense to allow that person to be a member again. That doesn't make sense.
He's participating in the list. He participated a few days ago in the mailing list, so...
yeah, but you said that he is a member for many times already. Is that correct?
So maybe
why
he's trying to rejoin. Maybe he's, you know, confused about something. Doesn't realize he's a member, or I don't know.
He's an existing member. I can send... I can send him, Mariam can send him email to ask, what's the problem, but he's an existing member. We have no, we don't need even to check the application. So.
I don't know, maybe he's update his records, I don't know. Let's just contact him and see, explain to him that he's already a member and see if he's trying to do something else or, why he's trying to join again. If it's updating of the record, I don't know what it could be.
Question.
Since we have a state of inactive members in our charter, has he been listed as an inactive member maybe? In any case, just ask him to confirm that he's active again and that's it, because if members can be reactivated simply by updating contact information.
The active and so on, that's before the checking process before the election.
Yes, but what happened to him last time when that check was done?
I'm trying to check. We can clarify. In terms of application review, we don't have anything to do, but we can clarify why he's trying to apply again. That doesn't make sense, but yeah. Okay. Next is Rogério Mariano from Brazil. I saw that Rudy and Robin, you already voted yes?
Right.
Then Lori votes yes.
Okay.
Tapani also yes.
Okay, thanks. Okay, yes, so no problem here. Okay. Next is John Kerr.
John Kerr, he is from the UK. He is the child protection specialist in the EU.
Rudy, you said expert on what?
John Kerr is the specialist with regards to child online protection. He is very, very active inside the EU at that level, and he is popping up in almost every big conference on child protection. He's a well-known guy. If
yes.
That fits in our policy is another question.
The name is just also John Kerr is kind of usual name. John Kerr is not, but yeah. I know him, but the issue why, I mean, the email I have from him, he has his own, usually the John Carr, the expert has his own email and domain, johncarr.eu. So I'm wondering why he's using an MSN address, so, for this case.
Maybe he's just implying in his capacity as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'd use an MSN address, don't you think?
I mean, he's a known person, so...
I think there's concern that somebody might be, you know, using his name and just not really be him, but putting in his name.
I'm just checking here, and there is a page. I found a page that demonstrates clearly that that email address is related to that person. If you look into the chat, I've dropped the URL. John Carr is a member of the executive board, and you will see the WordPress ID is also John C. 1912.
Okay, makes sense. Executive Council of Child Internet. Okay.
Well, he applies as an individual, definitely.
Yes.
He doesn't want to be related to any organization so far. But I know John Carr quite well, so I was almost sure that it was him.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, from me too.
Okay. Roman?
Yes. I vote yes.
Okay. Rudy voted yes. Lori?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I mean, yeah. Maybe it's okay. Okay. The next. Isaac Manteaga Joaquim from Mozambique. I'm not sure if he was a follow. I would try to.
I think he was.
I find his name. I can check quickly and I can.
I think he was that verbal person in the meeting. And you will find him in the ICANN wiki also. The ICANN website, sorry, not the ICANN wiki. ICANN website itself. He is from the International Youth Council.
International Youth Council?
Council, yeah. Okay. I think that the guy, he was quite verbal in, as the fellow. It was one of these quite verbal persons during the sessions.
I think in the list you say he's an academic, so in the list of fellows, so he's affiliated. He's affiliated as an academic. Okay, I mean...
When you click on the link, you will see his picture, so you will probably remember him.
Taking it to global still exists? Well, it's a long time ago. Oh, yeah. See?
You remember, he was sitting at the end of the, when we had our presentations at the fellowship, he was sitting at the right side, halfway the right wing. And he asked several questions.
Okay. So you have good memory, Rudy. I forget, I mean, don't recall this kind of detail.
Well, I was sitting in the back when... I was sitting in the back when you were presenting, and I had the chance to follow him in the discussions.
Okay. Okay, so I see that Robin voted yes. Rudy voted yes too. Tapani?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks. So, yes. And the next is Jia He from China. I think she's also a fellow and an academic. And she attended our session in ICANN meeting in Singapore. So, I
Rafiq, it looks like she doesn't have a complete mailing address here. She's only put her email address. Do we have a mailing address for her, or did we only get an email address?
Only email address. I mean, we can ask her to update that information. At least I met her in person, so I recall meeting her in Singapore.
Okay, well, we should probably just get her mailing address just for the record, but I see no reason not to admit her.
Okay, madam, please put a remark to ask her for update the mailing address. I mean, for me, I can vote yes. I think Rudy voted yes, but... So, Robin, you will vote yes, or what, I mean...
Yes.
Tapan?
Okay, yes, although I'm a bit suspicious, when, besides lacking the mailing address, I thought China has blocked Gmail completely. So how come she can have Gmail address if she's in China?
Well, I've checked and it exists. If you search in Google for you will see that she is popping up in the list in China.
Okay. Good enough for me. Yes.
My understanding, Tapani, from what I heard, it's she's the kind of person using several circumvention tools and so on. So I guess she developed some survival skills to bypass the great wall of China.
See the girl who sat next to me during the NCS meeting, right to my left.
I think so, Robin. I'm trying to remember what happened like more than now 10 days. Who was sitting near to you, but I think yes. Yeah. She attended NCAG session. Okay.
She is popping up in a deep dive list of as an author. And I think she has some strengths with the Dutch. I'm wondering if that's the lady that spent a year in the Netherlands. I think it's her.
Well, at least she's using this mail address for the follow. For the follow mailing list. So. Okay, thanks, Stephanie. Lori?
Sorry I missed you, but
you
went out this morning.
Lori, it's hard really to hear you. Can you please repeat?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lori, yes. I'd
love to chat with you. My okay. So, okay, yes, then, for Gia. The next is Matthias Ismon Hongbo. Just quick check if he's... yes, Rudy, you want to say something?
I think that was also a fellow. I'm not so sure, but at least he's popping up in the ICANN website.
Yes, and he's in the list of fellow for Singapore, and he's listed as an academic.
Oh, he is a system administrator. That's what is mentioned in the ICANN website.
And also I see that I recall seeing his name in the African list, which is the mailing list for African community. So, yeah. I think I see that Rudy and Robin, you voted yes for him. So, Tapani?
Yes.
Lori?
Yes.
So he's also sorry. Approved. Okay. The next is Henry Van der Thanks. She's from South Africa, and also she's a follow. In my understanding, she will join. I mean, she will be intern for the secretary of IGF.
She is living in London now.
Yeah, I think she's.
She was a fellow also.
Yes, fellow, and she. I mean, she's an academic and. She is studying, she's doing a master, I think, in the London School of Economics in UK. So, yep. Okay, I see Robin and Rudy already voted yes. For me, I think...
Lori votes yes. Lori votes
thanks,
yes.
Lori. Thanks, Lori. Tapani?
Also yes.
Yes, thanks. Okay. Thanks. The next is Aisha Shakira Suhaidi. From Malaysia. I'm not sure if it's the same person, but I think she was in the in ICANN meeting in Singapore. She's a blogger. She was with Suhaidi, also from Malaysia, from ISOC Malaysia, I think. She's a new. I mean, she's legit. And I'm not sure if you attend. I think she was also in the Apralo showcase. So.
Yeah, indeed, she was taking pictures. Exactly.
So,
yes,
and yeah, she's a blogger. So.
She's working for kids in Malaysia. She has a special project.
Yes, and I think Robin, you met her too. So, I don't see any reason to not approve her. So,
yep.
Okay. Robin, Rudy, you voted yes already. Tapani.
Yes.
Lori, yes.
Thanks. Wow. Okay. Few, and we will be done soon, guys. Don't worry. The next, Fabrice Toino from Binance 2. So, quick check if he's an ICANN fellow. Okay, I find LinkedIn. Okay, he's in Southeast tech guy. I mean, he's a tech guy developing. Yeah, he even has a GitHub account. Yeah, I mean, he's a tech guy.
He's a PHP developer, so it's somebody that definitely knows what the internet is. But that's, I don't see any level of engagement, especially not when I look into, oh, maybe he is from the IBANET Association.
Which association?
Promotion for the Mobile Internet.
Should that be considered a non-profit or a commercial interest?
It's a .org. And when you go on the website, it just mentions, welcome to Association IBANET, and that's it. There's nothing else.
And that might be one we have to look at to make sure it's a .org and not an industry. Like, even though they're using .org, that they're not, an industry association as opposed to, mission, what's the word? You know, like direct benefits, education, health, welfare. Although I don't see how it would be any different than ISOC.
It doesn't make sense because the website is empty, completely empty.
Oh, then we have to do more inquiry.
Okay. Well, we can ask him questions, but I mean, just for clarification, he's applying as individual. So I don't think he put information about.
He is requesting to be a member of NPOC, so he definitely wants to be a member as an org member also. Otherwise, he is not mentioning NPOC.
Yeah, that's why we have to investigate it more. I think we have to ask more questions.
Okay. I mean, he applied as individual. I mean, you know, he did the mistake to put also NPOC, but he applied as individual, basically.
Well, until I know more about his organization, I'm voting no.
Okay. So we'll ask him. Ma'am, can you please take note to ask him about to give more details, background, organization, and so on, and also to update the mailing address, please. Okay. The next is also from Bina Ajahu Harold.
Is a technician, telco. And was working previously for the Ministry of Finances in Bina.
Yeah, I find he's, putting his name at ICANN, he tweeted a lot about ICANN, so he has some interest for some reason. And it sounds that maybe there was some, that's why, I mean, having many people from Bina, it sounds that there was some kind of outreach event by ICANN there by the Africa vice president. So if there is kind of correlation, but that's all. I mean, you don't find either any other information about him.
Wasn't he a fellow?
I'm trying to check. No, I don't see that. I don't find any trace of him at the photo. So, okay. Since we have the several application, I think maybe probably it's better maybe to ask for more information. Or what do you feel, guys? Here.
Yeah, we need more clarification.
Okay. Yeah, I vote no, Robin? Without clarification.
Especially
okay.
When they are applying for being an individual in NPOC, so they didn't understand the goal and the mission in total.
Okay, so what do you want to ask exactly? So Mariam is taking note and she will send the email to the applicant.
I would say the same as the previous one. Asking for more clarification why they want to become a member, if they understand the goals and our mission.
Okay.
Or understand that MPOC accepts organizations, well, NCSG and NCUC accept individuals. Like, just find out what their intentions are.
Oh, okay. Tapani, Robin, any comments? You want to ask question or any clarification?
Nope, I'm fine with that.
Oh, it seems that my vote doesn't really matter, but it seems that we could have done a similar request in a number of others who have also applied to NPOC and CUC, but I'm fine with asking more information. It's knowing nothing about him. Fine.
Okay. Just kind of admin stuff. Mariam, please do the same. Comment for both for Fabrice and Ajao. Okay, thanks. The next is Onika Nohama Makalka from South Africa too. I think she was the follow, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I've dropped in the chat already a few lines before. She was indeed a fellow. I remember her.
And she's with the Consumer International.
She's not for profit anyway. She's a global voice for consumers in South Africa.
Yep.
That sounds like who we want.
Great.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Finally, somebody we need.
That's exactly what we want.
Yeah, I mean, if she's the same person I have in mind, she was active in Singapore and she asked several questions there.
Yeah, indeed. She came to the mic.
Sounds good.
In the public forum, if I'm not wrong.
So I think Robin, Rudy, and Lori voted yes.
Also yes, from Tapani. Yes.
Good. Thanks, Tapani. Okay. Wisdom Donkor. Another case of existing members. He was also a fellow. I have no idea why he applied again. I mean, he got
fellowship. As far as I understand, because I've been talking to him in Singapore, and he is a member, but he wanted to become a member of NPOC, and he probably had the issue of not knowing how to do it. He approached me and said, I want to be a member. And even contacted me by email later on, early this week, if, just checking that it's the same person. It's from Ghana.
Well, I mean, he applied he reapplied to join as individual. So Well, he cannot join anyway. I mean, he didn't even apply to join MPOC in this case, too. So,
It's a guy that worked for the government. Same for government, same for non-for-profit. It was really an unclear situation.
But I think he's a member already, so I'm not sure. I mean, if he wants to join MPOC, he cannot as individual, but if, I mean, yep, so.
Yep, but I got several times the comment that it was not easy for people to, when they are a member, they just click again the same approach. They first start with individual, and when you start with individual, you have no choice anymore for the rest. You cannot select MPOC anymore when you clicked on the first page, individual. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I will ask him again, so we can put it on hold. I will ask him again to be sure.
I mean, okay, if he wants to apply for organization, he need to put what organization, because, I mean, what he just put just information about individuals. So the funny thing, he asked me for recommendation letter to get to get the fellowship for Singapore. So I'm just puzzled here, but well, it's 2 a.m. I should not be puzzled anymore. Okay, so Mariam, please send him email for clarification. Wow. Okay, thanks, guy. For individual, I think we are done. We can go to the next sheet, which is about organization. We have five. So, the first is Isaac Yaman. I know most of the guys there. I met them in Arab IGF in Beirut. They are really quite active organization in Yemen, even with the whole, political unrest there and issues. They are quite, it's the kind of, ISOC chapter we would like to get. They are doing a lot of things at the local level. And so.
Sounds great. I vote yes.
Yeah, I vote, yeah. Lori votes yes. I'm in favor of all ISOC. We've been letting ISOC chapters in routinely.
And he was in Singapore.
Right. I remember he participated in one of the dial-ins that I was on. I remember he made good comments.
Who?
The gentleman
from
Yemen.
ISOC.
Yeah, when I called in a few times to a few different meetings, and I remember... I don't remember which meeting he was in, but I remember him, and I remember him speaking, and he made good comments. I just don't remember which meeting.
I think you were talking about...
Very young guy.
I think you were talking about Walid Saqaf. Okay. Tapani?
Yes.
Okay. Approved. Okay. The next is Internet Society Nepal. Okay. I guess what you saw is that I think for Rudy and Lori you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Robin, yes. So
I think he was also at the Singapore meeting. But I'm hesitating now if it was him or a colleague of him.
Yep. So, but just maybe Tapani, what do you think?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, I think it's approved. The third one is Gather of Digital Site City Org. The representative is quite interesting guy. He's... He was also fellow.
We all got tea from him.
Yeah, I mean, he is a former minister in Sudan, and yep. The site is in Arabic, so I can check it. So it's, yeah.
Like he approached me several times. He was the previous state minister of agriculture, and he is now the chairman of the GetRFDigitalCity.org.
Yes.
And he is even a GKPF member, as you said.
Okay. So, but my understanding, guys, you had problem to check the website because it's not in English. So, it's in Arabic. Okay, at least. So, okay, I can check quickly for you guys. I mean, if you trust me.
Yes,
so,
trust you, Rafiq.
Okay, so, well, a lot of photo of him, for sure, and so...
But it's quite old, it's not updated as far as I understood.
Yes, and, well, there are some updates, for example, about talking about Ebola. So something is not that really old, something new.
But that's from 2014. But the pictures and so that I saw was from 2012. That was the most recent ones. The others I could not read. It was in Arabic.
There is something in 2014. In June 2014... You participated in the visits in Geneva. So at least that could be new.
Yeah.
If I understand correctly, Jedaref is a state in Sudan, and it is some project related to that.
Yeah. It's a city. So they are putting all, I find the link, they are putting where they participated and in which, so I think it's kind of Tilly Center, and you know, I mean, doing several stuff. So what you're saying is, so what you're saying it's okay. I'm trying to translate in the fly now. It's one of civil society organization in the state of Gaderef, which is was established by how to say, I'm not sure, a joint venture between the city of Eindhoven in Holland and the city of Gaderef. They get 750 PC, and so this is the kind of how they started.
Okay, then it's correct, because it's one of the first telecenters in Sudan. That's what I've found from GKPF information. It's one of the first telecenters that has been set up in Sudan. It was done with money from the EU. Then it's correct. Then I trust it.
Okay. So what do you think, guys? Question, and you want to...
Being more affiliated with government?
No longer. He was previously.
He was really long time
state,
ago.
Yeah, he was state minister 4 or 5 years ago.
I think more old than that, Rudy. I think, yeah, I mean, he was minister, but I think in the 80s, with a different regime, probably. okay, I mean, it's up to you guys. You want more information or what? I mean, what's the concern? I mean, for me, what I read is just telecenter. They are participating in some events, workshop. They have even a project, it's e-agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Then for me it's okay. I was just hesitating that it was not a governmental website, so that's the reason why I was saying, oh, let's first be careful, because his card was mentioning State Minister of Agriculture, so I wanted to be careful that it was not a governmental body that was trying to enter into the system. So for me it's okay, it's a yes.
This is Lori, I'll vote yes.
At that point here, just reading that it claims to be one of the civil society organizations, if I trust Google Translate for once, so yeah, good enough, yes.
This is Robin, I'll vote yes.
Okay, you vote yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so think yes, so yeah, approve it. Okay, the next one is from Ghana. The G initiative. Okay.
That's where I'm wondering if this Wisdom Donker is from the same organization. I'm hesitating. The one that we have on the individual list, where we need some more clarification. I'm wondering if it's one of the members also of the same organization.
Well, I mean, the representative is different here, so... I mean, the representative is not Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And... if I check another representative, it's not Wisdom too. So, but yeah, we can check anyway. So, I mean, there is no issue here. We can double check.
There is on their website. They have you have the full team and board, the directors and the board members. So we can validate based on that content too. So our IDAM is. The director, the lady, director of the organization.
Okay.
And personally, I think that's a great initiative, what they are doing.
Okay. So I'm going through the website to check the program and so on and how they are getting. So they have partnership and they are getting donation. So I'm just checking how, they're non-commercial mission. So it's education and child.
They're fully funded structure.
So who is speaking? It was Tapani?
No, it was Rudy, sorry.
Oh, sorry. So what did you say, Rudy?
They are fully funded. The only way they get money is by donations and funding. They don't sell any product or any service based on what I see. It's mentioned it's a grassroots, youth and family-focused, non-religious, non-governmental organization dedicated to raising awareness on issues that affect families, especially women and children. It currently runs a reading program for young children. It's quite similar to the Action Development International organization that exists in Liberia. It's a region where there were a lot of problems with women and girls. And there are several organizations that are trying to help women and girls to have an independent status.
then I would be in favor.
Okay.
Then I would be in favor.
I
would vote yes.
Thanks, Lori. Robin?
I vote yes.
Okay. Kapani?
Yes.
Okay. Woo. We made it for the new application. Good. Thanks, guys.
Progress.
Rafiq, one question. We had in the individuals, I think we have to move the row number 9, Judith Hellerstein, who applied as an individual but also for NPOC. Is she now approved as NPOC 2?
No. We only approve for NCSG, Rudy. We don't take decision for you who can join NPOC or not. I mean, I think it's your internal process to decide if an organization can join NPOC. But what we are checking here is if it's qualified to be an NCSG member. So if he's an individual, and so he's not eligible for NPOC. I mean, what usually Mariam will do is just we send, I think, to NPOC the list of organization which apply to join NPOC. So for the individual, just we tell them that they cannot join, and that's it. That they cannot be.
Yeah, but then we have a problem because Judith Hellerstein definitely, clearly requested me that she wanted to become an NPOC member. If we don't put her in the list of new orgs, we will not be able to allow her to become a member. Because actually we defined that she is only an individual. Is that correct or am I wrong?
You are talking about Judith?
Yeah.
Isn't she ISOC DC? Is Judith
ISOC DC? Yeah, but she, as the rule is, it, those that applied as individual in the list of individuals, they definitely cannot become a member of NPOC because they didn't apply as an organization.
Okay.
While she definitely registered as, right, she wanted to become an NPOC member.
To
NCSG. If she wants to apply as an individual, that's one thing, but if she wants to join NPOC, then her organization needs to apply to NCSG.
That's what she did. That's what she told me. That's what she did.
Okay, so this is an application for ISOC DC, because it looks like it's an application for her individually.
She didn't fill it out right. She wants it to be ISOC DC. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We met her in Washington. She was in Singapore. She said, I filled in my membership request. So now I'm an NPOC member. She said, no, we still have to go through the validation. So it's clear that this is an issue that we need to solve. People get confused.
Well, that kind of goes back to if we do the new membership form, hopefully it'll be less confusing. Is there a way we could just agree to convert this application? Because we know her, met her, spoken to her, understand the intent.
Yeah, I can ask her to send the mail to the NCSG, clearly stipulating that she was registering as a member for organization.
Yeah, she needs. I think she needs to do that. But then maybe we can vote on her by email. Because this is a weird situation. I mean, we typically let ISOC chapters in, so I don't see why we wouldn't let ISOC DC in, but. There needs just to be clarification that that was the intention on the application.
Okay. So, we will send, I mean, for the time being, she is an individual, okay? For the time being, she can be an individual, so she can participate. And we get I mean, application. I'm not sure if we, okay, if we agree, we can get email application. If she can give some information that we need, because for organization we ask other questions that we don't ask for individuals. Mariam, can she put that as a question, and she fill them and just reply by email, and we can just, I mean, to confirm that by, I mean, by mail quickly. I mean, we can act quickly. Just we need the information for ISOC DC in our membership list, because what she said, she give us, it's only individual information. It's not enough for our membership database. So, so, I mean, for the time being, she's an individual. She's okay. Mariam, will send her email.
I will send her a mail later on. I will send her a mail within a half an hour, because she was insisting to be available for NPOC to do work, and I will need to get her confirmation first of all, otherwise we cannot accept her in NPOC. We are strict in rules, and we apply to the rules, so I have to refuse, actually, her collaboration.
Okay.
I stick to the rules.
If I may.
But we have to, yep.
Okay, yes,
Stephanie. The proper way to do this is to ask her to set up a new application for the, her organization. You can try to process that quickly then, but for so far there is no application for the organization, only for an individual, which we already approved.
No, that's why I
would... And that's also the easiest way to get all the information.
I mean, that's why... Tapani was thinking if just she can, she need to fill the several information for the organization, so we can look at that by email and just, I mean, ISOC chapter probably will approve it, but we need the information by email, or because the tracking, she just need, if she can do it by today, just to fill the application again for organization. I mean, just when in the first page, she had the choice between individual and organization. And just she need to tick for organization, and that's it. And she can go and fill the whole, the rest of information. So if she can do it by today, Marion can send us the info by email, and just we confirm to be, you know, to track that, to have the, I mean, for as a trace that we approve it as organization. Does it make sense?
Yep. I'm already writing the mail that she has requested to go through the application again. But as I mentioned earlier already, it's very confusing when you get to a web page and you want, you have to fill in a membership request. You do it as an individual by automatic approach, because you're as an individual. You're saying, okay, I'm clicking as an individual, and then you fill in. And the fact that she was able to stipulate NPOC makes it a bit weird for me, because as an individual, you cannot become a member of NPOC. The forms did not allow that.
Okay, Rudy, I mean, how to say, in the beginning, you the applicant select if it's an organization or individual, so we know what they want. The problem is just after... There is no kind of, I think, mechanism that we prevent. I mean, applicants from selecting both, just kind of limitation the form. But we know that if you are an organization, you can join both. If you are not, you are individual, you cannot join NPOC. It's kind of thing we know. So. With the new application, there are so a lot of information and the clarification about that. And we can try to clarify more for applicants. But, I mean, you know, it happens for some cases. But I think we can deal with that till we have a solution that, okay, if you select individual, you will have only one choice or none. And that's it. But hopefully with the new application form, there are, I think, enough information for to avoid confusion. But if people they don't read the whole description, we will still have some problem, but I think we can deal with that. For this case, we just need information about the organization, and I think we can approve it quickly within the weekend if it's needed, and it will be okay. So if she submit the application, Mariam can share the information quickly with the mailing list, and then if there is no objection, it will approve it, and I can add her with other applicants on Monday. So,
question: are we going to approve her both as an individual member and as the organization later? If we approve her as an individual now, I don't see any formal way of converting individual member into an organizational member.
Yeah,
so if we want her to be.
We don't convert her from individual to organization. It's an organization applying. So if they put her as a representative, that's another issue. So, but so what you suggest?
Having asked both is fine. Yeah.
So we don't convert. That's why we need the kind of application to have the trace, the information that went through the process and so on. Because you know. Is we don't do that. After 2 or 3 years, if someone will check, they have no idea how she joined it. So, and we need to trace why. So, okay. Okay.
But what is the process that people want to proceed through? I need to proceed to, because I got a request in Singapore. Somebody said, I'm a member today as an individual, but I want to become an organization and not as an individual anymore. What is the process?
The organization need to apply, Rudy. It's quite simple. It's the organization need to apply.
It's a new registration in that case.
Yes. Because we need, it's different information to review. Because when we review for individual, the criteria is different from organization. So we need the application for organization. They can put him maybe as representative, but it's still the organization need to apply to submit an application. So I was asked before, and that's my suggestion, just apply again as organization, and I mean quickly we can review the application and approve, but we cannot just transform. I mean, you cannot transform an individual in an organization just like that, because he don't give the same information as individual and as organization, and they are not the same criteria that we review against. So
I agree, but what is the process if that person doesn't want anymore to be an individual member? What should he do? Because that was the question that he was asking me.
Please delete my individual membership, and then we're done.
And that's what they ask, and if he asks, we can. I mean, it's happened before, an organization asked it to leave, and that's it. I mean, so. Okay. So I think we are done with this new application. Still, we have some under review, but I think this needs more time. Last time, I think Mariam prepared separate files so you can go through. I want if we can do that through mailing list, so you take your time, you can check, and if you have a question or something, so I will send, I guess, a reminder, and we give us like 1 week or two, and we need really to clean up this pending application and move forward. So any objection or question?
We all handle them now. Is that correct? There is no pending anymore?
we reviewed all new applicants.
Because at the top of the page, it mentioned pending NCSG membership application, so I consider that this was the pending list.
Okay. It's just an application. And okay, we can change the title, but just it's review spreadsheet.
Okay, because I was a bit confused. I saw pending. I said, okay, this is pending from several times already, and there is maybe another list, new application, but this is the only one, in fact.
Okay. What we did, it's a new application, the whole new application. We reviewed them. We approved some. Some we are asking for a question. We have another sheet with kind of pending. This, like, we asked the question, but we didn't get answer, or so. It's, they need kind of more, how to say, more reflection, more thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent the list previously, but I don't think you check it in. So I will resend it. Mariam, I think last time tried to clean up to make it more clear. So you will find all comments. For example, what question we asked and if we get answer or not. And so we can make decision, final decision. So what would happen, for example, now, Mariam will clean the list. The sheet you have, it will be cleaned up, and those approved will be added to the membership list because they are members, and then we will add them to the mailing list, while others will be put in, under review. This is kind of pending cases that we need a question or, we are waiting for answer and so on. So it's kind of list that is pending. And that's what we will try to review. Sorry. We'll try to review
graphic?
By May. Yes, really.
Graphic, is that those we still need to get through because we didn't have enough information? Is that what I find under the tab under review individual and under review org? Is that the list we need to consider for revalidation or... Am I wrong?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. You are right. Those are the two sheets and the review.
Okay. I was confused because it was pending and I saw under review and I was just getting mixed up with my thoughts of what's next step to do.
Okay, no problem. I mean, we will change the title. I think it's...
So we have to... Rafik, for the next meeting, it would be good if we could go through the under review. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I mean, what I was thinking is just to try to do, to start the work before the meeting, because it's, you know, those cases are more complicated and people need to digest and to check information. So, but... We will send again, I mean, in separate, just to kind of highlight those pending review cases. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, guys, I'm getting a little bit tired. It's late night, but I hope that you can bear with me for the remaining time. Okay.
It's almost time to get up for you.
I understand. It's Lori. I dialed into Singapore, and I dialed in for the all-day curative rights session, and I only made it through about 4.5 hours. I couldn't hang till 4 a.m., so I totally get it. I had a bow out at about 1:45 my time, I think. I had it.
Yeah. At least it's Saturday, at least. Okay. So as action, we will send the question. Amani will send the question to those several cases. We will add the new members by Monday, sending welcome message and so on. for the pending cases, we will send within by mailing list, so we can get you, so you can go through them. And also for the new application form, I will send a reminder and set the deadline. If there is no objection, it will be online quickly, and so we will get application through the new form when it's confirmed. So, and I'm getting the different suggestion. I think Miriam is taking notes, so she will share that later, the mailing list. So, like for example, Tapani asking if we should confirm. I mean, validate the mail address and so on. Also clarifying for the case, like Rudy asking from individual to organization, those kind of clarification we put them. Okay, for item number 2 in the agenda, so I wanted to share some information just to give the background. We had several times discussion about how we can improve the process for application and so on, and what we have currently is not really sufficient, not convenient, is not easy to use, is confusing and so on. So I had a discussion in LA with some people from IT team in ICANN, and then discussing kind of our need as NCAG and so on. And after what I get, okay, you know, we cannot provide solution now. We can only start in fiscal year 2016. We need allocated budget. We are not sure we have enough resources in IT team and so on. So I thought it's dead. However, in Singapore meeting, Chris Gift, with the guy doing a lot of those, the website and other stuff for ICANN, contact me and say that he wants to chat. And it sounds that they are convinced that they should provide, a solution for membership management for the community. And they kind of liked my idea that they can start with NCAG as a pilot project. However, they want still to provide it as a solution for the whole community. So I was asked if our executive committee, then NCAG, can provide kind of a list of requirements, problem statement, of what the kind of issues we have in terms of membership management, and we share with them, and then they also try to get requirements from other groups within GNSO and within ICANN in general. But my point also, I insisted that okay, we should have a solution for the community. But we want to get our solution quickly. I mean, we cannot really wait that working on consensus basis that the whole ICANN community agree on solution, because the different SO, ACs, constituency, stakeholder group, they have a different expectation, requirements, so on. So they want to provide a solution that can satisfy everybody, but they will start with us first. So I am going to work with Mariam on drafting something about requirement and share with you guys, because I need your input and to see how we can provide what we need to ask from ICANN to provide us a membership solution for NCAG, for NCUC, for NPOC. So I hope that we can move forward with this. Honestly, I don't know if they can provide this within 3 months, within 6 months, or within even 1 year. It's you know, ICANN is quite become corporate, it's too many teams, a lot of things that we don't have control. However, we can start at least from our side to work on that. So this is kind of what I wanted to share with you. I know also Tapani, when he joined us, he has experience with NCUC in terms of the membership management. So while we can wait for a solution from ICANN that we don't know really when we can get it, at least we can work from our side, and Tapani will help a lot with his experience in that, to clean up our own process, our management system, and to make it more smooth, more straightforward, more easy to use. So that's what the kind of information I want to share, and I'm looking to get your inputs here.
Hi, this is Lori. I have some questions about the about the ICANN offer. Is there a software solution they're offering us now, or is this more just, hey, help us find a process? Because membership management, there are a million off-the-shelf cloud solutions. I mean, there's a lot of solutions to manage membership. My organization manages membership every single day. And you can buy or license software very cheaply for membership management. So I'm not sure what the big issue on the ICANN side is. That's one question or comment. And the second is about keeping it on our end. I wouldn't necessarily object to keeping it on our end, but it has to have a lot of ability for user interface from MPOC, NCUC, and NCSG. I mean, right now, as an MPOC member, I don't have access to what is being kept, Rafiq, unless you play with the permissions. And it's not that I don't trust you, but I'm talking about in a broader sense that I, as a vice chair, should be able to go in and check on membership or an application anytime, maybe not have the ability to change anything, but at least to see. And right now I feel like there's very little transparency on that end because of the rudimentary nature of the technology we're using.
Okay, yeah, sure, I can reply to that. In terms of solution, yes, I mean, there are many solutions. However, I mean, I understand that point. I mean, even myself as a software engineer and working in product and in work, we don't think about solution exactly. I mean, we need to understand first what we need, what we would try to solve here. We don't think, okay, I need this technology first. No, we need to think about what we want to achieve, like think about our process first, to make it straightforward, how we can work between NCAG, NPOC, NCUC in terms of, you know, the membership application in the way to make it so smooth. So they don't have a solution yet. They are still kind of thinking. So they are not going to provide like in the next month, that's for sure. They are looking to get from us a requirement document. Because the problem also, they want to respond to the whole community needs. I just shared, I mean, the link, blog written by Chris in that time. So that's the problem. They want to solve the community needs, and we are asking for quick solutions. So I'm trying to push that, okay, let's get something, let's try, let's experiment. Not, we cannot wait like for 1 year or two to provide the perfect solution. It's not going to work. For the other question, comment, yes, I mean, understand the limitation. For now, also, we have the admin support with Mariam. She also has access to everything, so she can also manage. It's not only me anymore. And that's why also I want to move to a solution that can allow us to have different views. So the different executive committee and so on, they can view the membership, they can filter the information, so you can see your own members from the same source. That's what we try to achieve here. I want really that we can something clean, easy to manage, easy to use, and sustainable. I'm not going to stay longer. I mean, my term is coming soon. So I want to that we get a solution that's beyond chairs or executive committee, because there is always change. So we're working on sustainable solutions. So I understand the concern, and that's why we are trying to respond here.
Okay, well, this is Lori again, so I'm not sure what to say, because I'm certainly in favor of ICANN providing a universal solution, but I agree it takes them too long if it has to go through more than a normal administrative decision, you know? So if it has to go through the multi-stakeholder review process, then I agree we need to look at something on the outside that is universal and acceptable to the two constituencies, as well as the NCSG XCOM.
So that's why, while the, let's say, ICANN solution looks kind of long-term, and also I expect that we will have requirement to get some control, I mean, in the data and so on, we can work on our solution. And that's why, really, I count on Tapani. Also, I think, understand that Rudy is suggesting some stuff here too. Yeah, I am counting on everybody. We work on our own, let's say, interim solution that can be satisfying, because also we don't know how it will end up, how it can end up with an ICANN solution. So I don't want that we wait for something that we don't know that it will be delivered in time and if it will be satisfactory for us. So we can work on our interim solution, let's say in kind of midterm, for the 1-2 year, that at least solve several issues we are facing now.
So. Okay.
Yes.
Can I, it was the Beijing meeting where when ICANN said, oh, yeah, we'll get you a database, don't worry about it. I mean, that was like more than 2 years ago now. So, you know, I think it's fine that they say they're going to do it again, but I wouldn't count on it happening soon or even being, at the end of the day, functionally, operationally, what we actually want. I think we should just now build our own, and whether it's with the help of Tapani and his skills, or even if we just go out and buy one of these off-the-shelf membership database software packages that Lori was talking about, I think we should do that.
Yeah, I can actually get you some names. I mean, this is something we do all the time. I have contacts all over the nonprofit industry. I could just reach out and say, what are the good affordable products?
I think we should do that.
It's not hard. I mean, a lot of people use IMIS, but that's real sophisticated. But there may be others, or IMIS may have IMIS may have sort of like a basic and then an upgrade. But IMIS is the one that a lot of associations use. IMIS.
Okay. And do you have any idea what they cost to buy? We probably would want a licensing one where we'd have to pay on a regular basis, but if we could just buy one off the shelf. Do you have any idea what they cost?
I really don't, because unfortunately, Robin, I've only worked for large organizations, so I can't, you know, we're talking about 130,000 members we manage.
Right.
So we need to find a system where a few hundred, maybe up to 5,000 members, without you know, seeing if we can get, you know, because we want to be positive about growth. Because what is it now for the entire NCSG? Was it 400, 500?
We're around 400 to 500.
Right. All right. So we would want to. We would want something that is for what would be considered a small organization. And as I said, what typically happens, you can get a basic and then you can scale up. But a lot of these lately, Robin, are cloud solutions, because it's much less money to implement a cloud solution. They basically give you a password versus something that you'd have to install and upgrade on a server somewhere. So I think a cloud solution with security protocols is probably would be the most affordable.
Okay. I think Tapani wanted to speak too. I mean,
sorry, apologize, Tapani.
No. Just I'm trying here to listen to everybody. But yeah, I mean, you made many good points.
Yeah.
But anyway, we will think about kind of requirement, what our expectation before really jumping for a specific solution, you know. So what we need exactly, and then we can compare and so on. Yes, Stepani, please move ahead.
You are exactly right on the point. Actually, I think the biggest part of the task is defining exactly what we want. Then whether we buy a commercial solution or write a ROP or no use Civic CRM or whatever, then customizing that is the next task anyway. And I think the smaller part of that is defining the process and designing what we want and then throwing maybe some kind of, I think we can pretty quickly throw up some kind of a test prototype thing once we get an idea what we want. I think what Civic CRM might be a good choice or maybe a commercial solution. I'm not really, I don't see a big difference in terms of money whether we put it in the cloud or set up a server of our own, really. And this size with the tiny server like NCUCS costs basically nothing. I don't think, and I dislike rather cloud solutions in the sense that we, a bit, well, not much, but a bit because they will lose control of the thing, you know, in a sense. But, and that's not a strong opinion either, whatever works basically in the end. But it's not really big money in any event, even if we run our own server. I think NCUC pays about a couple of hundred a year for the server.
I mean, that's why Tapani, I mean, I think we are thinking the same way. We need to understand what we need our issues, what our current process, how we can improve them, and what we want to achieve. And we set all this kind of requirement specification, and then from that we start brainstorming. We can have several solutions. We can see the pros and cons. I agree with you. I mean, cloud solution, yes, in terms of maintenance and so on, probably we need to think about the cost, how it will be operated. But also, you know, at some time, maybe you need to move from a service provider to another service provider. And then, you know, there's a lot of kind of scenario we need to think about. So first, I mean, we start what we need, what to achieve. So I am hearing many expectation. That's why first I think I can work with Mariam and Tapani to work and write down a straw man that we can share, and you can, you know, just put all your ideas, feedback and so on, and we can start with that, and through several iterations we can get better visibility, and also we can see what we have currently. Kind of, you know, even start to work on some prototype or some mock-up to see what we can get. And so, you know, when you see things, you may get better visibility and understanding. And you, if you see, oh, it's not what we want, or yes, it's close to what we want, and so on. So, okay. Sorry, Laura. So, yeah. It's already 2 hours, Laurie, but I think this kind of, I wanted to update, and it's kind of discussion we need to have and to work on some proposals, so, okay.
Sounds great. I'm excited. We're going to have a database, finally.
Okay. So I would say updates. Thanks, Rudy. Yeah. So, yeah, it's 2 hours here. Thanks. I mean, it was good call. I think we did good job, but we will have some other tasks to do within the mailing list.
Yes. And what is it, 3 a.m. there where you are, Rafiq?
Huh? What?
Is it 3 a.m. for you now?
Yes. Yes. With NCNG, I work with UTC time only. I mean, so it's... I think it's what time is? I think it's 6 p.m. UTC. So it's okay. Okay. So Tapani, is it okay with you? We can work with Mario on something, you know, kind of sketch or writing down things. People will get more visibility because, you know, I think it's premature to jump for a specific solution. So.
Yes, agreed. Just start by writing some specs and ideas and then documenting the process to the extent that it works, and maybe throw up a quick and dirty solution that shows how some kind of ideas that might work. Test it out.
Yep.
Because no, you trust Lucinda Karamoto.
Yeah. Because you already, you know, because you had, I think, fresh eyes, and you already rise at some point. So I think thinking about the process, the whole process from application till becoming member and then election, it's something we need, to make the whole thing. I mean, just to think about and see what area for improvement. And that also will help us for documenting the process itself and the wiki space, so people can get an idea what we are, where we are trying to do, what we are doing. Okay.
Yes. Good.
Mariam, please make the minutes and send them for review later to the mailing list. So. Even also if there is any action item, so we will try to track our action in systematic way. Any other business, guys? Well, silence. Okay, people want to go. Okay, thanks, Len. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Cheryl. Please, you may now stop the recording. Thank you, everyone.